From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself this morning, Tuesday, the 11th of August, 2009. The right-wing thugs who have been turning congressional town hall meetings into violent melees have Blue Dog Tucson Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords concerned. At an appearance in nearby Douglas, Arizona last week, one of the fascist hecklers was clumsy enough to have dropped his gun on the floor. After giving the world Alvin Purple and Luke Ford, you just knew this was going to happen someday. Over the weekend, the Australian Electoral Commission approved the registration of the Australian Sex Party. Fiona Patten, the party's main spokeswoman and likely presidential candidate, told the Sydney Morning Herald that one of the reasons for establishing the party was to provide a positive platform for sexual issues amongst the negative notions of sex that most politicians and political parties have. Among their initial concerns are same-sex marriage in Australia, censorship of sexual material in the mass media, including the internet, and sex education in Australian schools. WPLG-TV, Channel 10 in Miami, Florida, the ABC affiliate there, has fired openly gay news anchor Charles Perez after he filed a discrimination complaint with Miami's Equal Opportunity Board against the station. The initial complaint said that WPLG demoted Perez from a weekday anchorman position to one on weekends after a nasty and public split from his ex-partner. Now Perez will add a retaliation charge to that complaint. For its part, WPLG station vice president and news director Bill Pohovi issued a statement saying, "As a gay man myself, I can safely say the station does not discriminate against gay people." An internal report of the Texas Alcohol Beverage Commission says the commission agents who participated in that violent raid of the Rainbow Lounge, a gay bar in Fort Worth, on the 40th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots, June the 28th, did not have official approval to make the raid in the first place. The Dallas News reports that the agents had instead been assigned to supervise a motocross event at the Fort Worth Stockyards. The TABC internal investigation is still going on, and the Fort Worth City Council has passed a resolution asking the Dallas United States Attorney's Office to investigate that incident as well. Protesters of the shooting at an Israeli lesbian, gay, trans youth center last weekend were physically attacked this past weekend as they were posting protest signs in an ultra-Orthodox neighborhood in Jerusalem. The Advocate says the protesters, themselves teenagers, and an army radio reporter went to the Mea Shearim area to raise awareness about the shooting at the Tel Aviv Gay Youth Center that killed 3 people and injured at least 10 on the 1st of August. Apparently, the residents of the neighborhood felt as if they were being blamed for the shooting. Obituaries over the weekend include one for Beverly Roberts, the Warner Brothers movie actor of the 1930s, co-starred with Humphrey Bogart in Two Against the World and China Clipper, and Errol Flynn in The Perfect Specimen, Laguna Miguel, California, natural causes at 95. And Sidney Zion has died. Journalist and columnist for the New York Daily News, Post, and Times, and co-author of the autobiography of Roy Cohn, which was completed by Zion after Cohn's death, Brooklyn, bladder cancer, at 75. And the voice of Willie DeVille has gone silent. Founder and frontman for the punk rock band Mink DeVille, the 1970s staple of the legendary Manhattan nightclub CBGB, New York City, pancreatic cancer at 58. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. Abby Zimmet writes on commondreams.org, "In the wake of a scuffle at a St. Louis town hall meeting, Tea Party protesters are demanding justice for a conservative activist who either started it all and was unhurt, the likely reality judging from a video of the incident, or was brutally attacked by union thugs, the right-wing version. The punchline, Kenneth Gladney, 38, is now accepting donations for his medical expenses because he has no health insurance. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow morning, have yourselves some peace and oranges. I'm going to go to the next one.